we continue to explore all options regarding ISIL and how best we can assist partners in that area, the Middle East, and particularly in Iraq, against ISIL. You all know that in the president's request in OCO for a $5 billion anti-terrorism fund, there was $500 million in there to assist the moderate opposition. So that's what we are looking at. That's what we are doing. And we will continue to stay focused, as I said, on what we are doing now and exploring all options as we go forward.
The options that you refer to include airstrikes across the border.
Like I said, we're looking at all options.
General, do you believe that ISIS can be defeated or destroyed without addressing the cross-border threat from Syria?
To your question, can they be defeated without addressing that part of their organization which resides in Syria? The answer is no. That will have to be addressed on both sides of what is essentially at this point a non-existent border.
And that requires airstrikes?
It requires a variety of instruments, only one small part of which is airstrikes. I'm not predicting those will occur in Syria, at least not by the United States of America. But it requires the application of all of the tools of national power, diplomatic, economic, information, military.
They're beyond just a terrorist group. They marry ideology, a sophistication of strategic and tactical military prowess. They are tremendously well-funded. Oh, this is beyond anything that we've seen. So we must prepare for everything.